Poor quality? Sure. But I thought Chinese products were supposed to be cheap. This is the Great Wall, and this is Tinker Madness. Told you it was going to be offensive.
I didn't think it was going to be that offensive.
Yeah, The Great Wall is not so great of a film.
Not just for diarrhea anymore, which you have to preface because we have in our town a series of restaurants called Great Wall. It's a buffet that sometimes leaves you in the bathroom for several hours.
Yeah, this...
But it's so good that you're just going to do it again.
Yeah,
this left my brain in the bathroom for a couple hours, that's for damn sure. This is a bad movie field trip, one of our... specials where we go to a movie at the theater currently playing.
Long overdue because we haven't had one since
Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah, I forgot about that one because I thought it was the one with the fucking dragons and Gerard Butler. What the shit was that called?
Gods of Egypt.
The one that won best.
That was
movie.
About a year ago.
Okay.
And so this falls into that Gods of Egypt Hollywood timeline, like where you release your stupid movies.
Yeah.
Right here, like, oh, people are going to love this because look at how much color and action is in the trailer. And then you go and you're just like confounded by the incredible moronicness of this thing.
Gods of Egypt was the stupidest movie that I'd seen in a long time. And it's not near as stupid
as
this movie.
It is not even close as stupid as this movie.
This movie is offensive on so many levels.
Like, do you mean offensive on any? Let's take intelligence out of the levels. Are you saying that it's offensive on a different level?
If I was Irish, I'd be pissed.
If I was the Great Wall, I'd be offended.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed if I was the Great Wall.
And if I was the Chinese, I'd be like, no, we are not an elfin culture.
All right, let's start right there, Jackie.
Costumes.
Let's talk about the costumes of this film.
Well, everybody's hair looked like they were from the Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first see Matt Damon and...
Martell from Martell brother from Game of Thrones, which ties into Gods
Pedro
of Egypt.
Cassell.
Yeah, he's bad things happen to him, but
he's Sancho Panza basically in this. I don't even know. That's insulting to Sancho Panza.
It ties into Gods of Egypt because just the same time a year ago we had Jaime Lannister be in a stupid movie.
Sure.
Now we've got Ilias Martell, I believe is. First name.
Yeah, I'll make sure that his name is actually Pedro Cassell. That would be bad if I screw that up.
So
Pedro
Jackie.
Pascal, sorry.
Gotcha. All right, Jackie.
So anyway, they both look like hobbits.
Matt Damon, dirty hobbits.
Yeah, it's like Matt Damon is definitely Samwise Gamgee, and
okay,
the other guy is. He looks a little bit more like Frodo, so we're going to go with that.
All right.
Just disgusting, dirty.
Hobbits are disgusting and dirty?
I'm not sure.
They were by the time they got to the mountain.
Well, yeah.
And this is them getting to the mountain, basically.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
I think she's right there.
Okay.
And, you know, then the Power Rangers that show up with their various...
Who are the Power Rangers, Jackie?
That would be all of the soldiers on the Chinese wall. Everybody's got their certain color. And I get it. It's, you know, that's your job. It's based off the color of your uniform. But it was very much Power Rangers colors.
Or it could also be your, like, your rank in society, because I'll have some thoughts on that later. It may not be just your job.
It was just their job. They
were
color-coded.
It may be more than that. We'll save it for now.
Okay.
But anyway. And then, you know, everybody had, like, this really sleek... perfect little man buns and elfin looking shit for hair. And the helmets were very elfin like too from the Lord of the Rings.
They were like stolen. The helmets and the shoulder pads were elfin armor.
This bears an uncanny resemblance though. Like we're going to throw so many Lord of the Rings references during this episode because this is the battle for Helm's Deep. It truly, truly is. There's a horde of orcs basically. You've got the elves wearing their elven armors and incredible archers and last minute reinforcements and explosions that screw things up. And yeah, the only thing it's missing is a short guy saying, "Toss me." Yeah. You're going to have to toss me.
Yeah, that's too bad. They should
Don't
have
tell
had to,
the elf.
They should have had to toss, like, Willem Dafoe, that whole side. That should have gone the other way. And Willem's like, "You're right. I've got the heart of gold now. Throw me into the monsters." And he's just holding the suicide bomb or something. I don't know.
All right. So now that you bring up Willem Dafoe, let's go ahead and talk about the acting. We'll start with Willem Dafoe.
Normally, if a movie is completely falling apart, mm-hmm. Willem Dafoe is the one guy that keeps his end of the deal up.
Yeah.
Not this time.
No, he was... not it.
He didn't care. I think people were getting lost. I think the language barrier became a problem.
I think Willem Dafoe, I'm going to defend him a little bit. I think he, in this film, was pulling a, oh God, now I'm blanking on his name, Michael Caine.
Sure.
Like, I'm just here for the paycheck. I don't really care. This is not going to be my legacy. So stupidity around me, whatever. I'm just here for the money. Matt Damon, though, should have looked at this fucking script before accepting this job. And you didn't watch the Oscar Sam. Jackie and I did. And Jimmy Kimmel the entire time was throwing Matt Damon under the bus. He was being mean to Matt Damon about what a piss poor actor he was. And I'm not necessarily sure if it was tongue in cheek or not, but after seeing this, I'm like, oh, okay, Jimmy Kimmel must have gone to the theater before the Oscars.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're really good friends, too.
Oh!
Not anymore.
I don't know if they are anymore. He said some pretty mean shit, but, dude, Matt Damon stunk.
Yeah, he was Irish sometimes.
But he was so fucking lazy in the delivery of every line.
He honestly, for me, just looked confused.
And confused.
He just looked confused.
He was like, okay, I was going to try, but now I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Especially in shots where he doesn't... There was a lot of fucking... These shots that haven't been in movies for a while where it's just like, you can tell the director's like, yeah, turn the wheel, just do this. There's a bunch of like first unit B shots, basically, that involve the lead cast that doesn't happen a lot in movies these days. And you could tell that he didn't know what he was doing. He was just like, I'm in the shot, I guess. I will stand here. I'll touch this. I was only told to act natural by somebody who was relaying that to me, and I don't know how to act natural in a movie against monsters.
See, I'm with you, but I still think he was completely wooden, because I'm going to give you an impression of, I'm going to say the line twice, one in the best shitty version of acting that I can achieve, sure, and then how Matt Damon said it. Look at this army. Have you ever seen anything like this? That's the Justin,
sure,
school of acting. If Matt Damon was to say it, it would be like, look at this army. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Oh, come on. He had a little bit more oomph.
No, he didn't. He was as wooden can be. And I'm with Sam that he was confused. And I think he just was like, I need to get out of here as fast as possible.
What did I sign on for? It isn't just this one. Like, he at one point came out and said that he wasn't going to do another Bourne Identity movie, mm-hmm, until they came up with the script that made any sense. The last one made no sense. At some point, they're just like, he just decided, I think I'm going to make a run on cash and maybe get out.
Maybe.
Because he was selective for a while, uh-huh, and he is not now.
He is not.
He's taking whatever.
This is a whatever. And the production behind it is kind of like a whatever. Like, really? Huh? $150 million was the production budget. It is the most expensive movie that China has ever produced.
Yeah.
And it was visually awesome.
I have some pretty serious clue. I don't think the money was well spent.
No, I don't either.
But Matt Damon, like, we got to get Matt Damon. Let's get Matt Damon in here. He's a huge deal. If you're making this film in China and you're spending $150 million, and your entire box office that you're going to bring home is in China,
yeah,
why are you getting Matt Damon? You don't need him.
Well, they thought they were going to make the same amount over here.
They didn't.
No. Well, you have to make a movie that's not a complete steaming turd.
If this exact same movie had been filmed in Hollywood and released as an American release, this would have been the biggest flop of the year. But because it's released in China, it gets all that fucking cash and it made money. But here in the States, its box office is sitting at $38 million. That is a flop.
How long has it been out?
Like 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Apparently have claimed that they spent over $100 million marketing. Yeah. So they lost $75 million in this market.
Yeah.
What? Now, this is really, sure, China made this movie. The American half of the team were like, we're going to put $125 million behind this. Watch it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it first?
No, they saw shiny costumes and action and a beast. And they were like, oh, and Matt Damon. We're in.
Let's chuck $125 million in effects at this thing. And oh my God, I can't wait to talk about how stupid this film is. Do you guys have anything left before we get into it?
In terms of costumes, my last comment besides the color-coded nonsense would be that Matt Damon looked really frumpy the whole time. I have no other way to describe it.
Really frumpy.
He just looked like meh.
And after he gets cleaned up and he's not a Hobbit anymore, I kind of thought he looked better as a dirty Hobbit.
Yeah.
He looks like a trashy hippie afterwards. It's awful.
Yeah, they did him no favors in this movie.
Oh, man.
He wasn't even handsome.
No, he's
a handsome guy.
Opposite of attractive.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy, and they just, I don't know whether they just did everything they could to make him look ugly or what, but it was gross.
There's a shot in the movie when they clean up or whatever and come into the dinner hall, and Pedro Pascal's character has gotten a haircut and a shave.
Right.
And Matt Damon turns to him, and it's almost like in real life, while they're filming this, he's like, you just upstaged me, you son of a bitch.
You look better.
You look actually good right now, and I look like a hump of shit.
You're supposed to be the bridesmaid. I'm the bride.
What the fuck is going on?
Willem Dafoe looks better than Matt Damon.
Willem Dafoe looked fine. He just didn't act good.
And Willem Dafoe is not a good-looking man. No, he looks better than Matt Damon. Oh, my God. Okay, so the film takes place in on the other side. It starts out on the other side of the Great Wall, which I guess would be the Mongolian side.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. I mean, yeah, that's the side.
And the desert, some desert. And Matt Damon plays a character named William, and him and his friend Tovar.
Tovar?
Yeah.
I thought he was nameless Spanish sidekick.
Yeah.
As played by a Chilean.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal.
What do you think that they were trying to make him like a William Wallace?
No.
Okay.
They're European mercenaries, and they're out to get the black powder from the Chinese and take it back, steal it, essentially, and take it back to Europe and sell it.
Yeah.
So they've got a group of guys, and they're hanging out in a cave and saying some stupid lines to each other. And there's a sense of like, hey, this is kind of going to be a buddy pick. At the very beginning with these two, I'll get to that later, but they're slinging stupid lines like, God, I sure wish I could get me some Poon out here. Yeah, you haven't seen Poon in 200 years, buddy. Same to you, pal.
Yeah. In 10 minutes, that one there is going to be doing blow off my cock. It's like fucking Shane Black wrote the first section of their interactions because they're fucking Riggs and Murtaugh.
They are.
Actually, they're both Riggs.
Right. Yeah. And they get attacked in the middle of the night while around the campfire by some critter, some unknown assailant.
This was as bad a job filmmaking. There was a couple times.
Awful.
This time and then later on when they crashed one of the devices. We'll talk about that later. But the way they shot this was just a close-up of Matt Damon going, "Hurrah!" A close-up of Pedro Pascal going, and then a couple of close-ups of some swords, like, and then a hand hits the ground,
maybe.
And you're supposed to know what the fuck is going on.
I understand you can't have a big reveal on the monster yet. We'll have more commentary about bad filmmaking as far as that, but did we have to at least have a clue of what just happened? Like, the sword slashing? I wasn't even sure if it was sword slashing or if it was somebody unzipping their shirt.
Yeah.
It looked so vague and like just some blah on the and screen.
There's some camera spin.
Yeah.
And it was just, if you're going to, if you want no one to know what's going on, this is a blueprint for how to just be completely ambiguous and confusing.
But you also have to establish that Matt Damon William is a fucking badass. And they don't
shot.
It's like, what did he do? He unzipped his shirt. Okay. And a hand fell on the ground.
It was as bad a job shooting and editing an action sequence as you can
now,
do.
I'm going to skip ahead just a skosh and we'll come back to where we're at. But he chops off the hand and the hand falls and you see that it's green and icky. And later in the film, he introduces the hand to the Chinese and they say, this man killed one of the monsters. It's a fucking hand.
He says he kills it.
No,
I thought it was a gargoyle.
He didn't. He even says it in this scene that he does say it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I killed it. But right in this scene, he's like, I took its hand off. That's it. All right. You fucking idiots. You can't contradict your own script.
Yeah, no.
All right. So they got a hand and they're like, what the shit is this? I'm going to take it with me. And that's how he says it. I'm going to take the hand with me.
Well, ask him what it is.
Ask who?
I don't know.
Guys?
Well, in this dialogue of this sequence, they're like, we started with 60 men. So they've already done a bad job this far.
Now, they're also getting chased by an unknown band of...
I think this is just the Chinese being mean to the Mongols. They have no reason to chase these people.
None.
Yeah.
And... they chase them to the Great Wall, essentially. I don't know if that was their intention or if Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal just happened to run in that direction. If like, hey, we need to get to the Great Wall. Because they get to the Great Wall and they kind of seem like, holy shit, wasn't expecting to see a huge wall here.
The Great Wall is a little bit bigger in this one than it is in real life.
It is very great.
It also has some sweet-ass trapdoors.
And it's the most snakiest wall. This is not a wall built along a mountain peak or any defensible position that just, you know, a straight line is as efficient as possible. This is a snake of a wall that just curves wherever it wants.
Which it does get pretty snaky in real life, but not this snaky.
It follows the chain of mountains that it sits on. Not, we're going to cut it back over this way and then back over this way and over here. And it serves a purpose in its snakiness over there. Here, it makes no sense.
And it's not close to 1,000 feet tall either.
It is about 1,000 feet tall in this film.
It's really tall.
Stupid tall. And so they see it and they're like, whoa. And then a bunch of arrows rain down on him, like in a circle, like, hey, just wanted to let you know we're really good shots, you two.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know. Because it's not a warning shot because you just go, what? You're standing on top of the Great Wall that's 1,000 feet high, and you see two guys running that are clearly morons, and they're being chased by some bandits. You don't need to warn them at all. You just watch and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, no, if you're these guys, you're like, Ultra Team Beta, warning shot, circle.
Circle! And
then they shoot a circle of hundreds and hundreds of arrows around you.
Why even waste the arrows?
I don't know. It's so dumb. I would also point out that at this point, the wall isn't as tall as it will be later.
Right.
The wall changes height.
I agree with you
periodically
there as well.
In this film.
I agree with you there. So the bandits give up. They're like, fuck that. We're out of here. And they bring Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal in. And they meet the Chinese soldiers, and they're part of the Nameless Order. And they are taken prisoner by them, and they meet the princess or the commander Lin, who's played by
Jing Tian. I'm not Mandarin, but it's in English spelled Jing Tian.
Let's just be stupid Americans and call it Jing Tian. Jing Tian. That's how it's pronounced. Because we're gonna fuck it up no matter what.
We're gonna fuck it up no matter. Jing Tian.
And
she's part of the aerial squad.
Yes, we'll get to that later.
I was excited about that. Sorry.
They meet General Shao, played by Zhang Huo, and strategist Wang, played by Andy Lau. And they question
the only men. Like Andy Lau everybody's seen before if they watch any kung fu movies.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey, it's that guy. And they show him the monster arm, and they're like, where did you get this? Because, of course, the ones that they need to communicate with speak English. We've killed it over there. Oh, they're closer than we thought that they were going to be. What is it? It's the Tau T?
Tau Tay.
Tau
Tay.
Tau Tay. Well, we don't know what that is. Well,
it's the Toto.
Don't even.
No!
Don't even. I don't want to hear it.
Wrong continent. Toto's invading the Great Wall of Africa with their smooth grooves.
You're thinking of the band Asia, Sam.
Oh, yeah. But they didn't run. They built a wall.
Wait, are you thinking of Flock of Seagulls?
No, isn't Iran?
No, that's a Flock of Seagulls.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, way to go, butthole.
Oh, Iran's Europe.
No, Europe is the final countdown.
Europe is the final countdown. That's happening somewhere else. Right. They should turn these songs and bad into bad movies about monuments and
there's just
geography.
There's just some guy in Paris tapping his foot and looking at his watch waiting for Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal to show up with the grenades.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, you got 10 seconds. Show up. That's the final countdown, and they blew it. These are the dumbest jokes ever. So they're like, take the prisoners to the stockade. Okay. And they get to the stockade because the invasion's coming. While they're having their dialogue, they learn that the smoke towers have fired up, and that's the alarm for the Tau Tau, Ting Tau are coming.
They were probably going to show up, but they're like, we've already ripped off 90% of the Lord of the Rings here, so let's just leave this last 10% out.
Yeah, let's not light the fires of Myanmar? No, Myanmar's a country.
No, I don't remember what the towers are called.
That runs from Minas Tirith to
Rohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light the flame.
We need to watch those right now. So they bring him to the stockade, and the guy who's got the key to the stockade, is this the moron through the rest of the film? The same guy?
It's the guy.
Oh, boy.
It's like you'll almost by the end of it go, think back to when he couldn't open, because there's a scene when he gets the dungeon open that he's like, besides brave and sweet, he's got foresight, because he doesn't, it's like he on purpose doesn't put these guys in the dungeon.
What happens is he can't find the key to the dungeon. Even though he's got a giant key ring filled with keys, he's like, sorry, I can't do it.
There's really only about 10 keys, so I would think that they would just be like, keep trying, one of them will work.
All right, well, I guess we got to take them up to where they can watch the battle. We'll just leave them there, sure. And they can see. Because why he doesn't have keys, Sam? The power of plot convenience.
Exactly.
Well, if they're in the dungeon, how are they going to see this battle?
Well, I think he sees Matt Damon and he just knows. He's like, you realize that's Matt Damon, right?
Ooh.
We can't lock him up. He's going to fuck these monsters up.
Now, we should... this character doesn't have a name. We should come up with a name for him. Because he's a crucial part of the story.
Soup Kitchen.
Dead Meat Pete.
Yeah, he's Dead Meat Pete a little... well, how about we split it and go with dead meat soup?
Kitchen meat.
Kitchen meat. So they go up on the top of the wall and they get set down and all this like preparations happening for the battle or whatever is about to happen. And we see all of these different colored soldiers with different weapons and...
Don't forget the extremely giant fans that come out.
Fans coming out of the side of the wall, baskets on the back, all sorts of like the Great Wall is like one of those cool Playland sets that you bought when you were a kid and like you push a button and like ramparts like start doing stuff. Like the Great Wall is a battle set.
They're extending a middle finger to all the steampunk fans right now.
Yeah, that too. So they're set down. They don't have a view of what's going on. I just want everybody to realize they can't see fucking shit from where they're sitting, but they can see everything that's going on.
They can see it all, and they start talking to each other like Riggs and Riggs.
Yeah.
And then they start noting, like, oh, the black suits are the foot soldiers and the red suits are the archers. But what are the blue suits? And they're only women.
They're all female. Outside the wall.
Well, except for Kathy. She had to be on the catapult team.
Kathy?
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Outside the wall.
God.
Outside the wall is the worst monster reveal I have ever seen in a movie. You churched around not showing us, and now you're just not, like, there's no, oh my God, there's one, let's get a good look at it. It's just all of these stupid monsters come running at the wall without any setup.
No.
It's bad filmmaking. Bad storytelling. Not a way to build drama.
No.
Now, let's talk about the monsters, the Tao Ti. It seems to me that there's three versions of them.
There's the normal, it's like, they're like bees.
Kind of bees, beesy, yeah. There's like a little, the little guys that are about, like tiger size, maybe. A little
bigger than the tiger. They're pretty big.
Okay. And then there's the big, like four times that size.
Yeah.
Shield guys.
Umbrella head drone.
Better known as velociraptors.
They don't even look like velociraptors. They look like fucking, they look like umbrella monsters.
Umbrella raptors. And then there's the queen. And for the most part, all of them look about the same, fairly unremarkable between each other. They have eyes on their shoulders, too. Do they have eyes on their face?
No.
No, they don't.
They it's have like they eye have a sockets.
Fake head. Like, their head is fake.
But their mouth is there.
Yeah.
They also have vibrating weirdness on their backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they communicate. Do we like the monsters?
No.
No.
They're pretty stupid design.
Not just the actual creature design I found stupid, but the design of its sort of how they work as a hive, I thought was completely implausible and doesn't work on any level.
Should we save that to the end?
We can.
Okay. I want to quibble with these guys pretty seriously right now, because, again, going back to the Battle of Helm's Deep, you get introduced to the front line of the orcs and the goblins, and they're getting arrowed and stuff, but then there's another guy behind them, and like, oh shit, that guy's a real badass, and they find a way to take him out, but then even behind him is another mega badass. Like, the squadrons just keep getting bigger and badder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can stop this? Well, now we got fucking guys on top of elephants. Yes, I know that that's not happening in the Helm's Deep, but that's what happens in the Lord of the Rings movies that make those battle sequences so fucking great. Like, shit, they chucked a dwarf at those guys and he took them all out, but now there's this fucking huge 10-foot tall bastard coming at them.
Specialized units.
Yes. There's not in this.
No, it's just a swarm.
They are the least interesting swarm of baddies ever.
Big dogs.
Big dogs, yeah.
With shoulder eyes.
And a fur patch on their back.
Yeah. So, the battle begins. The hordes run out the wall, and first they get arrowed. First there's flaming catapult shot at them. Then the arrows get launched. Lots of arrows. They make it to the wall, and now we get introduced to the beginning of the real stupid shit here. The blue squad, the women that you will remember.
I would like to call them the blue bungee kebab group.
They attach themselves to the fans via ropes. They're not even bungees. They're ropes.
Yes.
Threaded fibers. And jump off the edge while holding spears and poke guys that are on the ground and then get sprung back up. Best case scenario. For the most part, they don't accomplish that, though.
They show later after you sing it, and it's supposed to be like, oh my God, it's so badass. When they first walk out before the battle even starts, like, what are these blue chicks going to do? And they, like, walk out onto these planks and then get spears thrown at them and then just catch them and are like, ooh, look how badass we are.
Yes.
And then they start doing their thing.
They hot dog it too.
Yeah. They bungee jump into the monsters and just poke them with, try to turn monster kebab thing going on.
They poke them.
Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? Really? This is what you came up with here?
It is so stupid.
And then in the movie, it doesn't work because they show this pile of bloody rings. Like, why even have
why
them?
Why even? Because I'll tell you why. This is feudal China. What job can the women do?
Women are less expensive than spears. So if you can get a woman to get two good pokes with a spear, then, you know, economically speaking, the battle's going great.
Yeah, we've got rid of the whiners. And also, we poked a couple monsters. It is awful. Only women can be the Suicide Squad. They're the lunch meat. The human lunch meat.
They're like worms on a fishing line.
That is all they are. They accomplish nothing. Because, like, you have to poke one of these a ton of times with a spear. And it seems mostly like it has to be in the right spot. They're just jumping into the maws of these monsters.
Yes.
They have to poke them in the eye to kill them.
Yeah.
They're not.
No, they're trying.
They're just getting torn apart.
Yeah. They're getting eaten.
Yeah, this was the best part, though, is that the very first time we see anybody die in this battle, it's one of these blue women, and you just think, okay, because it gets eaten. Right, the monster comes up, grabs her.
Yeah, she becomes poop.
And you're like, okay, great. And then it doesn't cut away from her. And then it shows her getting ripped apart by these monsters, and it's like, oh. And it went on for like 5 minutes.
Who is in fucking charge of this? It gets even dumber. Like, the battle strategies behind this thing are just so stupid. But essentially, the monsters start piling themselves on top of each other, a la World War Z, using that as a means to climb up on top. It doesn't seem like they get a bunch on top, maybe like three of them. After all this work, they get three of their angry dogs on top of the roof.
And then your little buddy guy.
Oh, Soup Kitchen?
Soup Kitchen, meat. Dead Meat Pete.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kitchen Meat.
Kitchen Meat, yeah.
He is convinced, despite the language barrier, to set free our two ne'er-do-well heroes.
They're cut free, and they join in on the fight. And Kitchen Meat's up there being a little weenus, and Matt Damon's like, I'll save you, and pushes him out of the way of the monster. And then you get told that Matt Damon is the ultimate action hero in this film. Like, the Chinese people stop what they're doing and watch Matt Damon. The monsters are like, huh, the fuck?
That's that Matt Damon, son of a bitch.
God damn it, we didn't know they had one of those.
Yeah, so he starts shooting them with his arrows. And then Pedro Pascal, they start communicating. And Matt Damon's like, I need a shot on the second monster.
Uh-huh.
And, well, he's Spanish, so he's going to do the old Toro trick there.
Oh, God,
get
no.
out some red... Guys, a red cape comes from somewhere and is Orale!
He matadors the monster.
He matadors the monster, spins, and then Matt Damon pirouettes and shoots it with an arrow, and then in slow motion, it barely brushes him as it's dying.
Because all four-legged creatures know what chase the blanket means.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Ah.
And ultimately, the skills of matter are a Spaniard's greatest weapon, I guess. Because later he looks like he's fucking Thor with two axes.
Uh-huh.
But at the front end, he's just like, oh, olay.
Just so everybody knows, I'm from Spain.
I am from Spain. Even though I am not, I am from Chile.
Right. Even though I am just going to get eaten by this monster. I'm going to think this is awesome, pull out a blanket, and then proceed to get eaten by a monster. Fucking dumb. So they beat this thing to death. They shoot it a bunch of times and stab it a bunch. And the Chinese are like, oh, okay, well, I think these guys are all right with us. And at this point in time, the queen's like, break off the attack! Retreat! They've got a mad demon!
Yeah, when she loses, the queen sees two of these go down on the wall, and she's like, I know where this is headed. They've got a mad demon.
They've got a mad demon! Back to the cave!
Yeah. Ugh. And at this point, I don't know it's the queen, because I'm hoping that there will be a differentiation. I just think this is some sort of, like, relay station lieutenant, because it doesn't look that badass.
No, the queen never looks badass.
No.
And it's like in the next couple scenes, you find out, no, that's the badass monster. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me right now? So they get, they're like, hey, you guys are cool. Be guests of the palace or the wall or whatever you want to call it. Instead of prisoners. And by the way, meet this Ballard guy who's Willem Dafoe. He is also a them. He's there to get the black powder, but he tried it 20 years ago. And he can't leave. Once you're here, you can never leave.
Yeah.
Well, then they'll tell about the secrets of the wall.
Right.
It's really tall. Yeah. They don't want you to know.
No, I think the secret is that there's monsters on the other side of it.
So?
I think the secret is that they've developed this black powder into actual weapons.
No, they know that because that's what they're there for.
They do
know about the black powder.
So what the fuck is the secret?
The monsters. They say the secret's the monsters, which is stupid because you should be like, help us with these monsters.
Right. And also, there's people living on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, what's on the other side of the wall? Nobody's ever been there before. There's an entire race of people living on the other side of this wall in perfect harmony with the monsters.
Well, the monsters only come out every 60 years. And in between the two times that you defend yourself from the monsters, you just go, okay, woo, let's get ready.
So now that they're in, they get told about the monsters and their history. And as Sam says, they only come out every 60 years. Let me see if I've got this straight. They crash landed from space. They're aliens.
Alien monsters.
From a meteoroid that fell to Earth and churned a mountain green. And they get grumpy every 60 years and have to come out and attack the wall.
They're like cicadas. No, they're not. They just go dormant for 60 years. Maybe that's how long it takes a queen to lay 86,000 eggs that hatch into monsters that are almost as big as her.
86,000? I think that there's millions of these fucking things.
Many fucking
and they came on a meteoroid that could house them. And then didn't destroy the entire fucking planet because of the size that it would have to be to house this colony of bugs?
Well, they didn't have that many people on the meteoroid. They just had, like, you know, a queen and some of the umbrella heads. Maybe a few minions. And then she just kind of got to work.
Yeah, and it was also a squishy mountain.
But she, what are they doing during the 60 years? Yeah, it's a squishy mountain. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's squishy. It doesn't blow up.
What are they doing for 60 years?
Humping.
Sleeping.
Why doesn't, like, well, let's attack them while they're sleeping and humping.
To prepare the defenses.
No, you don't. You go in there and fuck them up while they're sleeping and napping.
If I am to assume anything from the way that the defenses have been prepared, they never came up with that idea.
Now, why don't the bugs...
They have all of the bombs in the world. They could blow up the whole mountain.
The whole fucking mountain. Why don't the bugs go, you know what? We've tried the wall. It's 1,000 feet tall. It's really hard to get over. Let's just go eat these other people that aren't on the other side of the wall.
There's plenty of them.
Plenty of people. There is all of Russia. Please eat them now. Actually, just Putin, but I'm sure the people of Russia are nice.
I think Vladimir Putin would fuck these monsters up.
He probably would.
Did you see that guy riding around without a shirt on? He'd be out there with a horse and one spear just fucking killing all of them. Or just on foot with an AK-47 mowing them down.
He poisoned a man with plutonium. I am pretty sure Vladimir Putin could fuck up these bugs. I'm pretty sure I could fuck up these bugs. These bugs are stupid.
They're not bugs.
They're whatever they are, Jay. They're
green. Lizard dogs.
They're green and they're stupid and they're from space. It doesn't make any sense. Now, I have another problem. My last quibble with the strategy of either the bugs or the Chinese.
Sure. As they've reached a 900-year stalemate of stupid. Because that's how long this has been going on. 900 years, nobody's gotten the upper hand because both sides are stupid.
And we know because the movie has told us that the Great Wall is 1,700 miles long. So is the entire wall staffed with blue and red and green guys on it that have battlements all over? Why do they just keep attacking here? Just go down the road, jump onto the wall, and then run down it and eat everybody.
Wait, hold
on.
Well,
hold on. Actually, the wall is 5,500 miles long, and it took 1,700 years to build.
Okay, so it's even worse, Jackie.
But if it's only built to stop these monsters, they then, in the spirit of, in the world of the movie, stupid, built a wall around their country rather than a circle around the monsters.
This is the dumbest thing ever. I honestly have, because, you know, we can go back to Dreamcatcher whenever we want,
sure,
but we can't wrap our heads around that because it's just so stupid. This is, I really believe that this is the stupidest thing that we have ever been able to wrap our heads around.
This is easily the stupidest movie we've done. I have been trying since it's been 2 hours since we watched it, and I still haven't thought of a movie that I've seen that is stupider than this movie.
It's really stupid. Oh my God. Okay, so I think we've covered the bugs and the Chinese people. The green lizard dogs, whatever you want to call them, Jaggy. Okay, so I also just want to briefly reference that they're like, hey, Matt Damon, show us your arrow skills.
Oh, God.
And he does. He has Pedro Pascal toss a bowl up in the air, and he shoots at it numerous times, and one arrow deflects it towards a wall, and then two more, like, catch it into the wall. However, he shoots five arrows.
Yes.
When you see him shoot, he shoots two rounds of two arrows at once, and then one at the last arrow. He shoots five arrows! There's just two guys that aren't even anywhere close to the bowl. Everybody's looking at the bowl going, wow, what an incredible achievement. Yeah. Meanwhile, Gary and Frank, the Chinese men, are dead. They've got arrows in their face.
It's left on the cutting room floor. They're clapping, and then it's supposed to pan over to one guy that's got three arrows around his head, and he's going, oh, no!
It's so stupid. So Commander Lin is like, hey, you're pretty cool, Matt Damon. I guess you're cleaned up now and handsome, but not really, but whatever. I'll go with it. Let's go up on the wall and take a little tour of what we do up there, how we get things done here on the wall.
She's going to fucking show him.
She places him in the harness of the Suicide Squad dive bomb kebab bug food ladies and walks him out there and is like, you can do it. You can jump off. Now,
but she doesn't hook him to the rope. She's hooked to the rope.
No, he's hooked to the rope. She's not.
See, I thought that she had the ring on. The rope's hooked to her. He's got a harness with another ring. So ultimately, if this was to go forward, he's going to have to jump off, and then she's going to have to catch him or some bullshit.
It's shot so poorly that I also thought the same thing, that, like, who's the rope attached to? Because I'm not going out there with a fucking rope without a rope. There's only one rope. We can agree to that.
Sure.
And so somebody's not wearing a harness. I think it's her. I think it's first it's him and then it's her. But either way, she's out there, the commander of the army, with a fucking stranger, when he could just be like, boink, and that was really stupid. Yeah. Why did we let our commander go out there with a fucking foreigner that we don't trust?
Well, I think in a game of poking on the plank, she's probably going to win. Because she's trained for it her whole life.
He's tied to a rope!
Yeah.
But he doesn't quite trust her enough to make the jump. They have this whole talk about trust. It's a trust fall that she's trying to talk him into.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I've survived this long because I don't trust anybody. So no, I'm not fucking jumping. Later, bitch.
Peace. That night, Ballard comes up with a plan for them to steal the black powder and make their escape while the battles are going on. They're going to use the battle as a distraction to steal all the black powder. Okay, cool. We're scumbags. We can go for that. Now, we haven't talked about this, but this is a pretty big plot point to start out right here. Old Bill has got a magnetic stone. And
he's going to turn it into a compass one day.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Strategist Wang is like, well, the legend of the monsters, the Tao Tiyu, this is the other thing we missed about this origin story, is there was an emperor consumed by greed.
Yeah.
And so the monsters came
and ate everybody.
But
then they grew back, and then they're not greedy now. It doesn't make any sense. Because it can't be consumed by greed if their society has been tempered by these monsters. Uh-huh. Then why do they have a boy emperor later?
It's making my brain hurt. Also, why do you have a magnetic stone and why do we care? I just want you to know that I have it. Now that we know that there's monsters involved in this movie, just want you to know I have a magnetic stone. Okay.
They took the magnet from him when they took all of his shit and they didn't give it back. Then they're like, we found this magnet among your shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's my magnet.
That's my magnet.
All right. Well, we just want the audience to know that you have a magnet. Just, I don't know why. There's a disturbance on the wall. Shit, we got to get up there and check it out.
Sure.
The Tao Ti have sent a couple recon guys, I guess? Or
yeah,
just
these
like
are recon guys.
A strike team?
These are assassins.
Yeah, assassins that are up on the wall. Just one of them's a distraction to all the main guards, yeah. And then one attacks from behind and ends up killing the General Shao.
I need to stop right here because yep. of another point of the military strategy that would never work that is just abundant in this film.
Uh-huh.
You have the layered plate strategy of the shields with the purple guard.
Correct.
Of a phalanx.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work without the fucking spears.
Nope, that doesn't
work. They don't have any spears.
Nope. The monsters could just jump right on top of
they
you
do.
And crush you to death.
They did it.
And you suck.
Why are you doing that?
Now, here's my other problem with this sequence. How did the fucking monsters get up there if it takes an entire battle force of bodies to climb up the 1,000-foot wall? How are they up there?
They were sneaky about it.
No! They've got, like, monster catapults, and they're...
Yeah.
Gary the monster!
Gary, give me a boost. Boost me up there.
It doesn't work!
No.
Because the only way it would work... They've got guards on the wall.
No.
If they climb on top of each other, there's the whole battle thing going on. And if they go to the ends of the wall where people aren't, then just send everybody.
Well, the end of the wall's too far away.
They have to send somebody there. These monsters didn't get up there. It's
they were from
stupid.
The last invasion 60 years ago.
Oh, they were just
hanging
out.
And they just got there from either end.
Oh, God. So dumb. So... Commander Ling is put in charge of everything.
Yeah, because when you assume that there's a commander of every one of these colored units.
Right.
And so when you lose your main commander, it should, you know, it would seem reasonable to pass your command on to the leader of the Monster Food Brigade.
Food Brigade.
Yeah.
You're the tops.
All
lady.
Right. You're in charge because you'll be dead in 10 minutes.
Yep. Yeah. This is just like, maybe it's an equal rights like statement for history. Like, yes, we know we're not ready for equal rights, but she's only going to be alive for 10 minutes. Yeah, and then right. A man will take over again, you know. So let's just do this now. Make the ladies feel happy about themselves. And then we can go back to being fucking assholes.
Well, by the rules of this movie, she's going to get eaten on a string.
How and is she going magic, to yell commands while jumping off of yeah. a bungee into the mouth of a monster?
And then the little amulet that means that you're in charge is going to get eaten too.
It's going to be poop.
And then everybody's like, follow that monster. He's our new leader.
God damn it.
God.
Well, you know, maybe how they got up there is that they dressed up a monster to look like a Chinese person. I've drawn a picture of it here.
Oh, okay.
I gave it a ponytail and some sweet side chop bang things.
He doesn't have a Fu Manchu.
Well, no, because he's a monster, oh, obviously.
He's got fucking samurai hair.
Yeah, he's yeah. dressed up.
He's dressed up with samurai hair, and he snuck in. Yeah. And well, that's how those two got in, samurai wig.
We just thought they were Japanese guys who also invade this country all the fucking time. So we just let them in.
I think you should put my picture on the website.
Okay, I'll scan it and put it in the episode notes. So... The generals have received a scroll from Pyongyang, the capital, which I don't know if that's what Beijing used to be called.
Maybe, you know, at this point, all facts have been washed away in the sea of nonsense.
The scroll comes from the emperor, and it says, hey, just want to let you guys know, in case you see any magic magnetic stones, we think that they could be a way to repel the Tao Ti.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what an incredible coincidence. We just had this guy show up yesterday who has a magnetic stone and just 5 minutes ago was like, hey, it's a magnetic stone I got right there.
Yeah. And if the Chinese government knows about magnetic, wouldn't they have a couple of yeah, their own?
Or
do you think maybe?
How did they figure this out? Like,
and why did it take them 60 years?
It didn't take them 60 years. It took them 900 years.
900 years.
Which, fine, I have no quibble with that, because how are you going to discover this? If you're 1,000 miles behind the wall in the capital city and you've got a bunch of scientists and you've never had a captured lizard monster sure. ever, how are you going to be like, well, how are we going to fight this thing? I don't know. Stick a magnetic stone next to it and see what happens.
See what happens.
Magnets. How do those work?
Yeah, that's why Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J aren't in this movie. Because they'd be like, what, magnets? I don't get any of this.
Neither do I, buddies. It's the one time I think we can all agree. I don't understand magnets. So Bill's like, what we're going to do is we're going to capture one of them, and then we'll test it. Okay. Good call. So they poison up a bunch of darts and shoot them out into the crowd of the monsters. And it's a very foggy battle, too, we should say. Can't see shit out there. And they've got the darts attached to chains. And at first, it seems like everything's going well. It takes a little while sure. for the sedation to work, magic, make its magic. And so the other monsters start pulling the darts out of the monsters that have been darted, meaning that they can't capture them. But there's one left, and they got to do something to prevent the other monsters from coming in. So they first shoot fire circle, and they circle it in flames. And then Matt Damon's like, that's not going to be enough. I got to go down there.
Well, he also teaches them how to, like, fish.
Oh, yeah, he talks about
it. Like, they wouldn't know.
All they do is eat rice there. What? That was another crappy assumption that this film is making.
Oh, okay, maybe. If you blame the film for the racism, you're okay.
Yes!
Because they've done it to themselves here. But yeah, he now has to better get down there himself. You want a job done right, you belly slide down. Chain. You he stays on top of the chain.
Stage dive off of the wall. I thought he had a rope attached to his legs or something stupid, but then he is sliding belly first down the fucking chain.
And stays on top of it.
And you get the whole...
It looks so stupid.
Chain camera view.
Yeah.
It looks so stupid. It is one of the stupidest looking things I have ever seen in my life. Wow, what an action guy.
I liked this part.
I laughed my ass off.
Yeah, me too.
That was where I was really... This was one of the points where you're feeling bad at the theater in case there's anyone who's possibly enjoying the movie because you're writhing around and shooting snot. And it's obvious that we think it's funny. And so anyone around is like, they're ruining our movie.
Yeah.
No, this movie's ruining itself.
We are the assholes in the theater. I was sliding upside down into my chair because I was giggling so hard and I wanted to be not discovered by any other human. It was ridiculous. So he's down there. He gets down there fine. And he's shooting them. But he's like, I can't see him or stuff. And so she fires down Lynn from the top of the wall, fires down a bunch of arrows that have whistles attached to them. And so if they land in one of the monsters, he'll hear it coming because it's going.
And he can shoot at the sound because he's that good.
It's pretty stupid. And he only shoots one of them. And then there's one about to jump on his fucking back. But guess who's outside too?
Spanish sidekick.
Spanish sidekick's out. How the fuck did you get out there? Did you also slide down a chain or did you take the front fucking door?
Cutting room floor, he surfed down it like Legolas. He was really hot dogging it. Then Matt Damon's like, he can't look better than me and be cooler. He just shows up down there.
That doesn't work because while he would be sliding down the chain, Matt Damon is tying the monster up with the fucking chain.
He just shows up down there.
He just walks out the front door like, hey, hi, thought you might need some help. There's a front door?
If I die from the fall, miss me. You're going to die from the fall. It's like 1,000 feet.
It's 1,000 feet. So he saves his ass and they fight a bunch. And they're trying to make it back to the wall. And sure enough, there is a front door. It's a secret door. It's not really a front door.
I am going to go so far as to say this is a magic door.
It's a magic
door. They don't show any of the mechanical workings of this door at all.
It's just some of the bricks slide in and they drag Pedro Pascal and the monster in, but Matt Damon's a little bit further out. And to make sure that they retreat properly, she has authorized explosive arrows. Black powder weapons, go.
Yeah.
And hellfire is raining down on them. They can't see shit. It's too foggy to aim. Mm-hmm. So they're just shooting arrows at Matt Damon and exploding. These guys are fucking dead. And so is the monster has also been exploded that they're trying to capture. Bad plan.
Bad plan.
Great plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got rid of all three of those. Let's go eat lunch. Because it's a fucking 1,000-foot wall and monsters aren't getting over it. William gets a little hurt, but he's okay. He's getting Ling tending to his wounds. And
they have a philosophical.
She's just sitting there. They've got somebody else doing the wound business. She's just sitting there like
she's
a
there
man.
For company.
She's looking at the shirtless Damester.
Yeah. At this point, you notice that his pants have been untied. And you're like, oh, she took a weenie look.
She's the general. She deserves a weenie look. These are her calls now.
Yeah.
So I don't remember this line of dialogue, but I just want to read what's in the plot synopsis on IMDb here that I've stolen directly off the internet. They're having a discussion, and she tells him that, hey, good news. We got the Tau Ti that we ensnared in. Okay, good. By the way, wait, what's the outside world like, Matt Damon? And he's like, he comments, quote unquote, that the greed of men is not so different than that of the Tau Ti.
They're greedy?
They're gluttonous. That's what I get from the Tau Ti, is that they eat a lot.
That's the type of script that we're dealing with here.
They're actually after our gold. They just rip us apart and eat us to get it. She also goes into this philosophical bullshit about the black powder being a weapon too horrible to use. Like, use it on day one. Maybe this shit's over with.
Oh, God.
The day that you can see, shoot the explosions at them.
Over. Done.
Yay.
Well, you know what would have been more great is that, you know, all those rocks and the fireball things that they were throwing out, if those would have been full of
explosives,
and that would have ended that battle like the first day.
Day one. I'm pretty sure one of those big flaming balls couldn't hit one of those umbrella dudes and explode, and the queen's fine.
60 years to prepare, they didn't make it 3 exploding fire lines for them to run through.
Not once.
Hey, we're not the ones that have the 4-colored stone amulet that says you're in charge of the army.
That's true. So they go and check out the monster that they've caged, and Wang holds the magnetic stone in front of it, and it's like, meh, I don't like it, or maybe I do because it just puts me to nappy time.
Did you notice this magnet is periodically very strong and then at other times not strong at all?
Yeah.
Because it's hanging from a rope 3 inches underneath a metal spear and not sticking to it.
Uh-huh.
But then at other times it'll be like 3 feet away from something and go shunkunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that, so...
It's a choosy stone.
You know what? No one really knows how magnets work.
I don't... Mm-mm. It also is implied that it's scared of the magnetic stones. But it doesn't seem to cower and run away from them. It just falls asleep. It is like lizard dog catnip.
I don't understand, because when they say something about the magnets, they're like, we think it interferes with their communication.
That it too! The queen can't talk to you if you're getting magnetized.
Which doesn't make any sense, because their communication is very clearly on screen done by vibrations.
Correct.
And then if it was to interfere with its communications, I guess you are interfering with communication by putting someone to sleep, but that's what it does, is it puts it to sleep. It just makes you tired.
Very, very sleepy and relaxed.
Yep.
Docile. You could domesticate the green monster aliens if you just tie a magnetic stone around its neck, name it Fido, teach it tricks.
Yeah.
Most of the tricks would involve sleeping because it's got a magnet tied to its neck.
So yeah, your real trick is not eating me because you're asleep. Good job. You've done it again.
So it works. Great. The lieutenant, one of the lieutenants says, we must bring the beast to the emperor. So they do. They're out. They're en route to take that. And Bill goes over to see Tovar in his room. Like, hey, thanks for the help out there, man. But Tovar's like, dude, screw you, bro. We're supposed to be stealing this stuff. And you're just like, I want to stick around and help the Chinese. I might get laid. There's fucking monsters. We're here for one thing, and it's black powder.
Yeah.
And you're not helping us out.
And if these guys had half a brain, Tovar would be on board with Matt Damon, because they don't need to steal it. They need someone to show them how to make it.
Right.
Reverse engineering black powder didn't work. Someone had to, because it's like human piss and saltpeter. People tried to reverse engineer it. They look at it under a microscope and go, what the fuck is this? Yeah, someone, yeah, gotta learn how to make it.
Right. Now, here's the really unfortunate part of this film that I just think is retarded.
Oh, there's one part?
No,
more?
This part sucked. They get the black powder, the Tovar and Ballard, and they're
sure.
out. And Matt Damon's like, no, you stay and help and leave that black powder. And Ballard's like, cuts a rope and a bunch of rocks bonk Matt Damon and he's knocked out. So they bail.
He would be dead.
He would be dead.
He got hit with like 200 pounds worth of rocks in a rope net.
So they leave with the black powder. Everybody's like, shit, we got to get after them. They've got 2 days head start. How are we going to chase them down? We must send in the balloon brigade to chase them down.
Yeah, you got to mention that the monsters have built a wall, a tunnel that's like 38 miles long through the mountain.
I didn't even get that. Like, I was so confused. I thought that that was the route that they were taking to the balloons.
No.
All of a sudden, the monsters are just on the other side of the wall.
They had a tunnel that they built through the mountain right. rather than through a part of the wall.
Yeah, so I got that they had tunneled under the wall and were attacking so that they, you know, could send their little workers over there and the workers would dig out the hole. And then as soon as they got all the way through, then they would just stop attacking the wall and just start going in at night.
Yeah.
And but just infiltrating the hole.
The tunnel was like a mile long through rock.
It was very poorly exposed. Like, I had no idea that that was going on. It just all of a sudden the monsters were on the other side of the wall. Now, I want to go back to these balloons that they're chasing them down with.
Mm-hmm.
The balloons mostly appear to just catch fire and crash.
Or explode immediately.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that happens. Like, they launch the balloons. How far did we get? About 30 feet.
Well, your hand got a lot farther, actually. Because, it's like the strategies of the film. You see that they have pitch because they're using pitch for
the flaming balls.
The flaming balls. And they have other lamp fuel. They have all sorts of stable fuels all over their little fortresses and the wall areas. They're using black powder to power the balloons.
And they
just keep blowing up.
They launched probably 200.
Yeah.
And I think three of them make it.
I thought I counted at least six.
Let's say they launched 200 with three people apiece on them, because they're basically flying rafts.
Uh-huh.
They're not well-engineered balloons.
They're the worst.
It's like a bedsheet with an open flame.
Yeah, and
it's not going to end well.
No.
And there's a shot of like, wow, what a heroic moment in this film. And there's just balloons crashing. People are dying.
They're exploding
by
everywhere.
Their own moronicness. Like, man, those balloons really fucking suck, but damn, we're going to get those monsters, aren't we, guys?
Yeah. And well, let's say your best case scenario, all 200 balloons make it up. So 600 of you get there.
Uh-huh.
Neat.
Yeah, at that point, you're not doing anybody any favors.
It's the worst. I couldn't believe that. Oh, my God. It's like the eagles flying in at the end of The Lord of the Rings. But instead of eagles that are huge, it's just a bunch of sparrows that shit on Frodo and
seagulls,
Sam.
Yeah.
They've sent in the seagulls. They'll pick them up. No, Frodo and Sam just get shit on and then lit on by lava.
One of the other seagulls steals what's left of their elfin bread.
Huh. Those balloons were pretty dumb. Yeah. So the Emperor has seen the cage Tautua, and they're fooling around with it, with the magnet, and like, oh, see, it works. It puts it to sleep. But then it, like, knocks the magnet stone away.
No, the guy is, they're testing it to see how close they have to get.
Oh, yeah, and
he
gets too far away. And so it communicates with the queen.
Yeah, it says, I'm here.
Or does it say, hey, just to let you know, I'm here in this town. I don't really know what's going on. I woke up. I passed out after they caught me. I woke up here in this cage. I think I'm standing in front of the Emperor. So if you were to attack anywhere, I think it's right here. I think if you can kill this little child, we'll win, I guess. Whatever our goal of whole thing is. I think that's what he says.
Found it, maybe.
Or it could just be, guys, I've been captured. I'm way over here. Can you come get me?
That's probably what it is, which is also...
And the answer should be no. We've got more pressing things to do.
Jesus, Frank, again?
We're on the other side of the wall, finally. Fuck these Asians.
Well, maybe the monsters...
We're headed to the French Riviera to get some sun.
More sense, and they're like, yeah, we shouldn't go pick up Frank, but at the same time, we're sprinting with really no idea of what we're going.
French Riviera, Sam. Bikinis.
He seems close, and maybe there's going to be some people to eat where he's at.
They got water skiing. They got the parasailing out there and like lovely driving and beautiful roads. And
ask Frank if there's people. Frank says there's people. Let's go that way.
All right, let's go check out this bangling chain.
Ah, damn it, Frank. You win.
So they find Matt Damon and they're like, hey, dude, you stole the powder. No, I didn't. And then Kitchen Meat comes out and says, I saw him, because Matt Damon, on the way to stop them, just looks in on Kitchen Meat while he's banging pots or something.
Yeah, he's not doing a good job with the dishes.
And he's like, I like your style. I want you to keep doing your thing. And maybe when this is all over, we could maybe play some GameCube.
Well, yeah, seems like.
Soccer.
Why not?
And the guy just looks at him like, okay.
Hey, buddy.
Bye. So I saw Matt Damon. He did not take the black powder. He did try to stop them. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here. He would be with them riding to riches, you fucking stupid.
Yeah, I have eyes and a slightly decent sense of deduction that's better than a third grader.
I can just put two and two together. I've seen it be done. You are all morons. So they still are like, okay, fine, he can live, but they're going to lock him up. We're going to go out and get the other two. And they had run into some struggles. Ballard ditches him, and then Ballard gets exploded because he gets captured by bandits who think their grenades are like juggling balls.
I guess so, because the Mongols never had the grenades used on them.
Never, not once.
No.
Man, these things are silly. Let's toss them around.
Yep.
One goes into the fire. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And Tovar, who's been deserted in the desert, hears this. So he's like right next to them. What have you been doing this whole time, Ballard? You're supposed to be riding on a horse to Europe, you dumb.
Ballard was, because Ballard left the Spaniard in the desert.
Right, I know.
And then he was captured by the Mongoloids.
Like 20 feet away? Tovar is on foot. Ballard was on horseback. Ballard should have like a 300-mile head start before anything happens. It just seems like he rode off, got captured by bandits, and then exploded because Tovar's like, ah, that's the sound of explosions over there. I must check it out. Thank God the horses didn't get exploded.
I guess.
Because the next time you see him, he's on horseback.
Yeah.
Where did you get that fucking horse?
The ones that didn't get blown up.
That's so dumb.
It's only got three legs, but it'll still go.
So the hot air balloons have reached the city.
Two of the hot air balloons.
The Tau Ti have also reached the city. They're invading, and they're jumping up at the Commander Lin on a balloon, and Matt Damon's on a balloon too, and she falls off the balloon and is like stuck to fight them, like she's about to get jumped on, and Matt Damon's like, here, catch, I'll grab you from my balloon.
Yep.
So yeah. She like does a fucking backflip
into a pole vault
and launches herself balloon height
and he grabs the spear.
She jumped from the ground to balloon height.
Other things that are less plausible than this have happened already.
The monsters are on top of buildings and can't reach them.
No.
But she can just jump from the ground.
That's why she's got the magical thing.
Oh, she sucks. So he catches her, and they're all up on the balloon and floating around, and monsters are eating everybody, and they're about to come into the... They get to the main temple where the emperor's at, and he's, like, hiding behind a chair, like, is it the monsters? No, it's Matt Damon. Oh, fuck, I prefer the monsters.
And it's whatever really happens is Matt Damon now comes up with, or him and the other guy come up with a plan to feed the monster a bunch of beef and strap a bunch of grenades to it and send it into the queen. Because the queen, despite having all the teeth in the world, can't chew her own food.
Yeah, she has to have mommy bird, baby bird.
Yeah, only in reverse. And she has more teeth than all the other little fuckers.
Yeah, so they're going to take that guy. And they take him down to, like, the underground cave, like, it's the like sewers. The
sewage tunnels, yeah.
And he's just got bombs all over his ass. No place else, just on his ass.
Yeah.
And they magnetic stone him. Well, we should mention on the way that Kitchen Meat blows himself up.
Well, he died. Not yet.
No, he does. He does before they release the monster.
Oh, yeah. Well, they haven't got, but they get there at the end of the tunnel, and they're setting things up.
Right.
And the other monsters have discovered the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Kitchen Meat selflessly blows himself up in order to close the tunnel using his suicide wristwatch.
He first gets grabbed by two monsters on top of the ground through like a sewer grate.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Speaking of monster Bingham just shit his pants. And he gets a little scratched up and he's like, I'm wounded. And Matt Damon looks at him and is like, he'll live. You just stay here. We'll come back for you later. Because I am now a fucking doctor. What the fuck, Matt Damon? He'll live. You don't know that.
He's been stabbed enough times that he knows when one's a bad one.
He just is like, let's bail. Fuck it. No, he's fine. I don't like Kitchen Meat, actually.
Fine, and he's stabbed in the arm. He can probably still come.
No, he had cuts across his chest.
I don't know.
Yeah, why... He's dead.
He's fine.
Or he's
to
fine.
Blow himself up.
He's fine to blow himself up. It is the worst. Leave me. I can't go on ever.
Yeah.
Because he's either fine or he's dog meat.
Well, he doesn't say leave me either. He just sort of like looks around blankly and Matt Damon's like, thumbs up, buddy, and then leaves because
we'll
he can't
speak everything.
The same language and no one translates to him. So he's like, I guess I'll sit here then.
Yeah.
Huh.
So Kitchen Meat explodes and they get to the end and they have the monster with the grenades on its butt.
It works well enough that the monster eats the beef and heads out to the queen to go.
Because they shake the stone in it. It doesn't even like go at them. It's just like, oh, he's got the magnetic stone that puts me to sleep. I'll go the other direction.
Yeah.
Here's what you do if you're not a fucking dumbass monster. They're 4 feet away shaking the magic stone at him. You get a running start, jump on him, and even if you fall asleep midair, you have killed all three of those people before you can fall asleep.
Yeah, I guess.
Oy, oy, oy. But he's like, nope, magic stone.
Well, I've got a full
I'm out.
Tummy. I got to go get...
I got to go barf in the queen's mouth.
Yeah, because it's my only job. Even though she has more teeth than me.
It's also how Jackie and I have dinner.
Yo.
It's a really weird relationship. Well,
you both let the dogs feed you.
So it goes out there and it gets approved by the umbrella monsters to come in and feed the queen. So it's in there and they're like, we got to shoot it. So they run up a tower and, to like get a shot at it.
The Rainbow Tower.
Yeah. The Rainbow Tower and the, strategist Wang gets killed.
Yes.
He's like, you guys go on ahead, take the shot. I'll fend them off.
And he throws the magnet rock like 30 stories up.
Yeah. Oh boy. Should play for the Colts.
Well, they've got the magic rock. They've got the spear. They've got a couple of exploding arrows left. First one didn't work.
We have to get higher.
The first one didn't work, so let's get farther away so they have more time to deflect the arrow.
Right.
Okay, good plan. It's falling in line militarily with every other decision this film's made.
Hey, guess what? The second arrow doesn't work either. We got to get higher.
It's higher. We need higher.
And the swarm, the queen is like, ah! And does her little flappy back thing like, it's Matt Damon!
Yeah.
He's in that tower! So they start swarming the tower, and they're getting close. And so they're out of time. They got one arrow left that has explosions attached to it, but they've also got a rope. So she grappling hooks up on top of one of the ledges of the...
It's looking like there's another
pagoda.
Tower opposite thing.
Yeah. They fucking Indiana Jones out the fucking roof and they're swinging around. I'll shoot the arrow. You throw the spear.
He's like, I only got one exploding arrow left. She's like, I can make the shot. I've been training for this my whole life. And so he just like holds her in the rope and Matt Damon.
Yes.
And then the only way it works is that it's like, does this zoom into Matt Damon's face? And he's like, and he throws the magnet rock first.
Uh-huh.
And then the fucking guys with the umbrella heads are like,
a little sleepy.
And then her spear makes it in there.
And explodes all of them.
Even though in the shot,
uh-huh,
it's 3 sticks of dynamite and the monster eats all of them. So sure, the queen still gets exploded.
Right.
And dies, but they, in the movie, made that explosion reach to the other bombs.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't either. But the queen's death causes...
all of them to turn off.
The rest of the spaceships that are hovering around Earth to crash to the ground, thanks to Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith and their virus. It is the exact same thing as Independence Day. You suck!
Lord of the Rings 6, Independence Day 3?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Ugh. The death of the queen makes all of them, I guess, just...
they're not robots. They're fucking monsters. Everybody still gets dead and eaten. They just don't have a queen anymore.
Right.
It's like the ants that run out. They're going to live for a few more days.
Yeah, they can still eat you.
Yeah.
They just fall. They become like... they don't even fall. They have to be knocked off the building. Like they've turned to stone.
Yeah.
Suck. Hey, all right. Well, that worked out.
Matt Damon.
Yep. Later. There, Matt Damon's going to bail. Him and Tovar are now buds again. And the Lin has been promoted to regional general because I guess the wall still serves a purpose.
Well, regional generals of the other army that has to defend against all of the other people that invade China constantly.
The Mongols and the Japanese. And
sometimes the Koreans even.
Yeah.
So you got to let's talk out the whole Matt Damon decision. Because she's like, I'm going to let you have all the black powder you want, or you can have your buddy.
I'm taking my buddy. And we're going to go have adventures. We're going to start over from the beginning of this weekend that we just had.
I guess.
But then it seems like they just set it up for a sequel at the end because like, why you seem like you want to stay? And he's like, I do. And he's like, but I don't trust you to get that far. And they ride off into the sunset.
He's got an entire army escorting Tovar.
Yeah.
Like a brigade of men. I can't trust you to get back to Europe empty handed. So we're going to. No. Not to mention her decision. I have a use for black powder. I do not have a use for Tovar. Why don't you choose which one I get? I guess you could have the black powder.
Make all the more. They can make all of the black powder that they want, but there's only one Tovar.
Thank God. That's your movie. Matt Damon and Tovar go back to Europe, I guess.
Guess.
Now, Jackie, in your sequel, if this was to have a sequel, that's my first question. Could it have a sequel? And what would you see in it?
It would be the Hungarians trying to invade China.
Huh.
And they come in swarms and they have to defeat them so that they can't get over the wall and they kill the emperor.
Helicopter hats.
Yeah.
They take to the skies.
Okay. All right. So no spooky monsters, just Hungarians.
Yep. That's gotcha. My next movie.
All right.
Well, I think they just like your sequel series would be Willem and Tovar battling all of the mythos everywhere. So like wherever they go, you'd have to smarten up and actually use regional myth monsters.
But oh, so it's Hercules?
Pretty much. Hercules is the legendary Journeys. Legend. It is exactly that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Matt Damon as Hercules.
Maybe we should just watch Hercules instead.
Dude, I just got done watching all that shit. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Questions.
Okay. Question one.
Mm-hmm.
What has Ballard been doing for 25 years?
He doesn't seem to do. He has no advisory position. Like, he's not the Grand Vizier of the Asian army. He just is like hanging out.
Toilet cleaner.
No, I don't even think he does that. He just has like, well, we're just going to put you up in this room. You can do whatever you like, but you can't leave. And we're not going to try to make you do anything that would be productive.
Well, he taught English to General Lin.
He did do that.
Oh, okay. That's one thing.
Couple of people know. He's taught a couple of people English, and then he's just hung out.
For 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Totally could have learned how to make black powder.
Right. Gone home.
And then escaped without anything. You got to go the other way, too.
Or you could just go, like, further down the wall.
Maybe.
And just jump down where nobody's guarding it. Because if, again, the wall is guarded all of the way with this many people to prevent the attacks, that means all of China would have to be sitting on top of the wall because it just requires too many people.
No, they don't. They only have to guard from the monsters.
Just that one spot.
Yeah.
Just that one 300-yard stretch of wall that they've built this 5,000-mile wall for.
Instead of a circle around
Instead
the monsters.
Instead of a circle around the monsters.
And Willem Dafoe can't leave because he knows the secret of the monsters.
Yeah, but he does leave in the end.
What happens if the world finds out about the secret of the monsters?
I don't.
The Chinese are.
We need to come
monsters.
Fucking help you. Monsters? Are you kidding me? Jesus.
Yeah. They have a bunch of mustache sporting folk in tight shirts and elephant guns. Well, there's no guns yet, but the Europeans had sportsmen the whole time. They'd be like hunters of all sorts. Like, I will kill the man.
Yeah. You got Craven the Hunter out there chasing him down.
Whatever. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense why you would not be like, shh, 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 shh. The world's not ready for monsters.
I guess not.
Ugh.
All right. Here's my next question. My only question. Mm-hmm. If you had to choose to be part of the Color Brigade, what one would you join?
Not blue.
It seems like black and yellow don't really do anything.
I didn't really see black and yellow do much of anything.
So I would choose one of those colors.
The red are the spear guys.
The black was...
No, red is the arrows.
Red is arrows.
The purple guys are the shield guys.
Right.
The yellow guys seem to be the safest because at least the black guys are identified as foot soldiers, so that doesn't seem good. Huh. So the yellow guys, I'm going to go with them.
You know what? One other thing that really, just to kibosh the questions for a second, they call this a siege. Yeah. I don't know if they know what the definition of a siege is. This is not a siege.
No.
This is an invasion.
Yeah.
They're trying to invade your country. Yeah. They're not sitting on the other side of the wall outside of range and launching feces at you.
Nope.
So that you get diseases and die, or starvation, which is the goals of the siege, so they can then go into your castle and take it over.
Yeah.
It's not a siege!
Nope.
Okay. Just want to clarify. My question is, you just asked your question about...
I know, but I didn't get to answer.
Oh. I didn't know you were going to answer.
I would go with the red guys.
Okay, why the red guys?
Archer.
Yeah, but be an archer. I mean, you're up further than everybody else, but you're kind of like hedging your bets that the monsters are going to get full before they climb up to get you.
The only Asians that I saw die in this film that weren't blue were red.
Yeah.
So, nope.
Well, the purple guys.
Yeah, a lot of purple dudes died.
Oh, just a couple of them.
Not as many, but I'm telling you, the yellow guys, I think they just hang out.
Yeah, I think let's stick with the yellow guys, not the red guys. What is the stupidest moment of this film? There's so many to choose from.
I'm going with the Hungarians who had the black powder and were throwing it around the fire, and then everybody gets exploded.
The Hungarians?
No, the barbarians.
Barbarians, whoever those people were.
Sorry, Hungary, for everything my wife just said.
Those stupid Bavarians hopping around everywhere.
Dumb Bohemians.
Yeah. What? Yeah, well, you said Hungarians last time. I was like, Hungarians. Yeah. All right.
That is very stupid. Pretty dumb. Sam?
I think it's the belly slide down the chain.
That is very stupid. I just, that deserves an award for stupidity.
Yeah.
But I am going to go with the dive into the open mouths of Monster Squad.
Yeah, there, because that's like the belly chain thing, sort of an opportunistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the blue bungee kebabbers, they're trained. That's like a part of the strategy.
They do backflips. Like, woo, check me out. Yeah, woo. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
What else did I think was going to happen?
That's extreme monstering.
I did a backflip off of a fucking wall attached to a rope. It's not a bungee cord. Hey, best case scenario, you fucking break your back because it's a goddamn rope.
Hey, she died how she lived. Shredding the gnar.
That's, yeah, my stupidest moment.
Okay, so my last question that I have is, how many people could the queen eat tops, do you think?
People.
Yes, because you saw the size of the queen,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, these monsters are going to eat all of us and then feed her to the queen. How many people do you think that monster can fit inside of it?
Well, let's get some more information here.
Sure.
We know that they come out every 60 years.
Yeah.
How long are they out for before they go back for 60 years?
They don't say that part.
Yeah.
59 years.
Years.
Every 60 years they come out. How long do they stay? 59 years and 9 months. So they take a 3-month nap once every fucking 60 years? Yes. That's why our defenses are so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
How they were able to dig that tunnel that's so big.
All right, so let's just say in a day, how much can the queen eat?
Yeah.
Three?
I was thinking 12 people tops.
Okay.
I was thinking 30.
Either way.
It's Chinese food.
It's all.
Oh, you're hungry.
She just gets hungry later.
Oh, God.
Boo.
Jesus.
Filled with MSG. Jackie?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. I have so many fucking questions, but God, I think we flushed out most of them. But we don't get answered. But
there's no way to answer any of the questions.
Oh, man. Honestly, I know you don't agree with me, but let's see if Jackie's got a thought. What is the stupidest movie that we can even come close to? The most recent stupidest movie that could even come close to this one? With or without us doing an episode on it, Jackie.
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
That wasn't stupid. Not even in the same way, because you can't.
I'm going to say The Monkey King.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But Monkey King was stupid?
I thought it was.
In the same, like, you fucking morons?
I didn't think The Monkey King. I mean, it was silly.
Yeah, see, I mean stupid. Like, you are dumber for having watched it, not bored or angrier. I mean dumber.
Everything in the movie is counter to anything that you've learned as a human.
Freddy versus Jason.
I think you're just naming movies.
Okay, yes, I am. I don't know, because this one is just it's on its own level.
It's on its own planet of stupid.
I can only come close with, in my opinion, I know you disagree with Dawn of the Dragons.
Reign of Fire?
Reign of Fire.
It's incredibly stupid.
That we ripped apart with the fact that the dragons can't even exist by its own rules.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That mankind also can't exist by its own rules. And not to mention Matthew McConaughey being like, yeah, and then getting eaten midair. Like, what were you expecting was going to happen?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother gulp.
Gulp. Very stupid.
Yeah. It's not as stupid as this.
This is really stupid.
Yeah, I can't think of any. I would say Armageddon, but I've seen Reign of Fire more recently. So you might be right that it's more stupid than Armageddon, but I feel like Armageddon's really stupid.
It's pretty stupid. I mean, yeah, we also know that that can't exist either, and we're going to send fucking oil drillers up to fucking blast. No, that's really stupid. But I think maybe if you get around the main plot of the film, Armageddon's not as stupid as this one, because this one is really stupid.
No, I think this is probably stupider than Armageddon. It's just, that's my only one
They're
I can come up with.
Badasses of their entire army have one job, and that is to feed monsters on the ground.
Yeah.
They're the most badass that they've got. Suicide Squad.
Sure.
Dumb. So stupid. Final recommendations on this thing.
I was entertained. I'd give it a do.
I think that we're probably going to watch this one again at some point. I mean, I'm going to watch it again with other people, if it's not the three of us, because I was so upset watching. We needed to do a field trip because we haven't done one. I could have riffed this thing to death.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to because it's so stupid.
Absolutely.
So it might not even make it, like, the first week it's on video, I might fucking round up a bunch of people just so I can fucking make fun of this thing.
Yeah. No, I think that this is a must watch. I think that this, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now, this is a nominee for Best Bad Movie for the 2016 Smap Fuzz.
It's the early front runner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't you mean 2017?
No.
2017.
Oh, it is 2017. This is 2017. Whatever.
I am.
Yeah, nice. I'm Matt Damon. yeah, it's the front runner. Obviously, it's the only one we've seen this year.
Sure.
But
so. It's also three people in a room can't think of a movie they've seen stupider than this.
If we got something that's going to beat this one out,
good night.
Boy, howdy.
What a year in film it's going to be if something can beat this thing.
Yeah, I also say go watch this in the theater. Be prepared to giggle and get some strange looks from your neighbors who are thinking, wow, what an awesome action movie.
If you can, like, do when it goes to the discount theater, if you can get into the midnight showing of it, because sometimes a midnight showing can get a little rowdy.
Yeah.
It would be a really good time.
That would be a good time. So, yeah, check out The Great Wall and come back to us next week when we finally return to the main episodes where we're going to do Jackie's pick, which is Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. So, get to your balloon that's going to crash and kill you.
Your bungee rope that doesn't work?
That makes you just become poop.
Visit us at www.stinkermadness.com. Follow Stinker Madness on Twitter at Stinker Madness. Please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening, and get to the chopper.